November.
It is the month of Movember, where men are encouraged to grow a moustache to highlight issues of male-related health. The last 2 weeks, we focused on testicular cancer as well as prostate cancer, obviously things that are affecting men particularly. And it is something that, in both interviews, that was highlighted to me was the fact that men do not take the trouble to actually go and get tested. Yes, there's a level of discomfort when it comes to the prostate cancer, but if you are of a certain age, you need to be quite vigilant about getting tested on an annual basis. And a tip that I learned from a conversation on cancer I had with two cancer survivors not too long ago was a woman who every Sunday would examine her breast, and she found a lump quite early enough and had a mastectomy and was able to, you know, live to tell the tale, essentially. And that's a tip that I would like to share once again with men. Choose a day of the week where that day of the week for the whole of the year, you will be examining your testicles and make sure that you don't come across any kind of growths or lumps that could be of concern. Today, I thought we'd focus on something that affects all genders, but more and more, younger men are seemingly afflicted by stroke. We've invited on the line Gabriel Eckstein, who's a nutrition science program manager at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Gabriel, a really good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me with you.
It is long gone are the days that only men of a certain age, generally older men closer to retirement, would be afflicted by stroke. I now know of people as young as 35, 36 who are suffering from stroke.
Yes, indeed. You know, age is definitely one of our biggest risk factors, but, you know, that's the case for many diseases, especially lifestyle diseases. But we are seeing it at earlier ages. And it, you know, it comes down to a lot of it about how we live and, you know, the risk factors in our lives that we see earlier and earlier, you know, things like the obesity and high blood pressures and unhealthy diets and these things, that it's no longer a disease just for older people.
And are those the factors that we need to keep in check if we don't want to be afflicted by a stroke in later years?
Yes, of course. You know, stroke is we talk about stroke, we think it's a disease of the brain. And to an extent it is, but it's really a disease of the blood vessels. And those blood vessels basically age prematurely. They become stiff and they become narrow. And there's also some abnormal clotting that happens within those blood vessels. And that's really what causes strokes. And that gets affected by a whole range of factors. But the most important one is your blood pressure. And that's something, probably one of the biggest problems we have in South Africa, is we see people have high blood pressure at a very early age. And of course, the longer that you have high blood pressure, the more damage it does to your blood vessels and the more likely eventually a stroke becomes. So that's definitely one of the biggest ones. And then particularly with stroke, we also have a condition called atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heartbeat. And that basically forms clots in your heart, and these clots get dislodged and then move up into your brain. So that's also one of the conditions we have to look out for as a very high risk factor for strokes.
Let's focus a bit on blood pressure. What causes it to be high, and what can we do, I suppose, what changes in our lifestyle do we need to put in place to get it under control?
Yes, most of the time we talk about essential hypertension, which essentially means you've got hypertension that's not there for any other particular reason. It's not there because your kidneys aren't working or for other physiological reason. It's there essentially because of our lifestyle and a whole host of different factors. Genetics can play quite a big role in our blood pressure level. And I think that's important to mention as well, because, you know, when you think about high blood pressure, you think about somebody with an unhealthy lifestyle. But equally, you can't get high blood pressure in someone that's apparently very fit and apparently very healthy. And that's why it's so important that blood pressure gets checked on a regular basis, starting in early adulthood. So if you're 20 years old, you should have a yearly blood pressure check, because it starts creeping up on you without you realizing. So you might be a fit young guy and you might be completely unaware that your blood pressure is high. And then, yes, it does get affected by your diet. It gets affected by your fitness level, whether you're smoking or not, your stress levels, importantly, as well. And, of course, all these things have a cumulative effect on your hypertension or your blood pressure levels.
Because, as you mentioned, Gabriel, a little bit earlier in our conversation, should you have high blood pressure, should you have an irregular heart beating, you know, these are things that you can do something about. Get on a bicycle and exercise, for example. Go for long walks. That will ensure that you have some level of exercising. Eat healthier. These are changes that you can put in place in your life that will ensure that, well, one hopes you never get any kind of stroke affliction.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you know, I think that's where most of us fail, is the initial, is the healthy lifestyle to prevent the high blood pressure. And then even when the high blood pressure is slightly high, not putting those lifestyle measures in place. But of course, when you do have diagnosed high blood pressure, there's also very effective treatments that people should go on, and that can control your blood pressure very well. The problem with that, again, is, you know, even people that are prescribed medications often don't take those medications regularly or don't keep an eye on their blood pressure. So, you know, it's by no means a sure thing that you will have a stroke if you've got high blood pressure. You can control that high blood pressure very well through lifestyle changes and through medication. And we know that the closer we get it back to normal, the less chance that you're going to get a stroke. So it's very important that when you do have one of these conditions, we take good care of it and we keep a close eye on it.
Gabriel Eckstein, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Nutrition Science Program Manager at the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa. We were talking about stroke.